So we have an unbelievable story quoted in details in Divrei Yom Beis. Divrei Yom Beis, chapter 29, talks about Chizkiyo HaMelech becoming the king again. Not again, becoming the king. Starts out, chapter 29, Chizkiyo was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 29 years in Yerushalayim. Okay. What did Chizkiyo HaMelech do when he became king? His father wasn't that good. Is he decided, quote, article on the side, Chizkiyo exhorts Kahanim and Levim to cleanse the temple of idolatry. So the world was not in a very good spiritual place, and Chizkiyo HaMelech was good. So when he came into power, the first thing he has to do is decide to clean up the mess, and what they use, exhorts the Kahanim and Levim to cleanse the temple of idolatry. When did this happen? It says, in the first year of his reign, because that's when he came in. And we know from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, king day one is called year one. So the first year of his reign, in the first month, so now we know it's in Nisan, first year, he opened the doors of the temple of Hashem and restored them. He said, okay, open doors, and now we're starting to fix them. Goes a little further in the same page. On Pasuk 17, said they started doing it. They began to consecrate on the first day of the month, what we said before, skipping a little detail. First day, it sounds like Rosh Chodesh Nisan. First day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they began it. And on the eighth day of the month, they entered into the hall of Hashem's temple and sanctified the temple for 8 days. Basic math. So when do you finish? On the 16th day of the first month, they finished. So in Hebrew, because some of us be better in Hebrew, is Vayechelu be'echad l'chodesh rishon. They started the first chodesh rishon. The kaddish uviyoyim shmoin l'chodesh bo l'ulam. It took them 8 days to get in there. And then it finished. 8 days, uviyoyim shisha asa l'chodesh. 16th day of Nisan, they were ready at the next step. What is the next thing he tells me? He says, okay. So now, he tells them right away, they come inside, it's time to fix the thing. Bring oilois, bring elim, bring shiva, parim, kvasim, stop bringing sacrifices. And this goes on until Pasuk 31, Vayan Chizkiyo, Vayoyim Ata Malei Simiatchem, you got it done. Vashem, Goyshu Aviyu Zvachim, bring Zvachim, right? Vetoidois, Leveis Hashem, bring the Zvachim, Toidois is like a Goymel, you started the whole thing. So we see so far a very impressive day. We have a builder here. In 16 days, they stored the Beis HaMikdash back to the way it was. They're ready to bring sacrifices. That's a big area, 16 days. What were they bringing? Toidos. Now we know from davening that we don't say Mizmor L'Soida. Not we don't say it on Pesach. We don't say it on Erev Pesach. What's Mizmor L'Soida? Because you can't, anything that has Lechem to it, you don't bring. So the question right away is going to be, wait a second. On the 16th day of Nisan, Pasuk seems to be saying it, if you read the Pesukim in order, they brought Toidus, which has Lechem, to the Beis HaMikdash. So this doesn't sound like a great cleanup job. They're cleaning up the Beis HaMikdash from idolatry, that's a good job, but you're adding in Chametz on Pesach, that's no good. We're not even finished yet. Now starts Chizkiyo, we're continuing to the next chapter. Vayishchi Chizkiyo, I'll call Yisrael of Yehuda. He sent letters, Vigam Igrois, Kosovo, Ephraim, Manasseh, Lovoy, the Beis Hashem. Guys, show up here, we're having a party. Yerushalayim, why are we having a party? Last says Pesach Hashem. To have a Pesach. But when is this Pesach next? Pasuk? Bechoydesh Hashem. We're going to do Pesach in the second month. See, first month was they brought sacrifices, chametz. And the second month, he tells them, everyone, look, come around, we're going to celebrate Pesach. How long do they celebrate Pesach for? Here it says in Pasuk Gimel, Vayos Yushlaim Am Rav, Lasses is Chag Pesach. The people came. It's Chag Pesach. When? Bechoydesh Hashem. Second month. Just in case you're thinking, okay, second month, it's like today. The pasuk says in Chav Aleph, "Vayasu bnei Yisrael animtzim Yerushalayim eschaga matzais shivas yamin." So we have this is the basic story we read. If you're a Karaite and you read Chumash art scroll, that's a Karaite. Chumash art scroll, just no understanding on it level, you would say what happened? Chizkiyo came into power in Nisan. Says Chodesh Rishon came into power in Nisan, and it took a few days to clean the place up. On the 16th day of Nisan, he brought chametz. That's what it seems like. And then he said, okay, now let's get the, that's just the workers, the local people, that's Yerushalayim. He sent letters to Yehuda and everyone else, by the way, show up here, guys, for the second month, and let's make Pesach for 7 days. So the most obvious kasha going on here. During the first month, you bring eating chametz, and during the second month, you're doing 7 days. We don't celebrate 7 days here, even though we might want to institute now in Bethel, no tachta now for 7 days. It could be such a makar, 7 days, second month, right? It's a holiday, what's going on here? So this is a question, just mamash, when you're reading the words, you have to ask this kasha. So Reuven Margolis comes up with an answer, and it's a very good one. Every answer I'm going to say has, you know, the plus and minuses. Yes. But Rav Magolis says like this. Us as Yidden, we have a double calendar. We have the sun calendar and the moon calendar. We have to mix everything together. You add, when do you add? You need a pasuk for this, Grada. You add 1 month every X amount of years. You have to add a month. Which month you're going to add? We figure out it's going to be the last month of the year, 13th month. Fine. When could you add this month? L'chachilo, you make the announcements before Shoshana. That, by the way, this year is going to be Nebiyo. But you don't have to. You could do it Chanukah time. You could do it Purim time. As long as you have within a certain amount of time. When are you allowed to do it? During the month of Adar, you're allowed to do it. When are you for sure not allowed to do it? During the month of Nisan. Why? Because that's adding on to last year. So if the fifth day of Nisan, you can't say, no, good, let's add a month to last year. No, it doesn't work that way. If this year, you can't add to last year. That's all Aleph Beis, sort of. You're allowed to do it through the entire year till the end of Adar, and you're not allowed to do it at the beginning of Nisan. But there's one day that becomes a problem. Because in our calendar year, our calendar month, we have either 29 days to a month or 30 days to a month. Depends on what it is. But the 29th day of a month is always going to be from the previous month. It's undebatable. There's always at least 29 days. Sometimes you do 30. So day 30 from the previous month sometimes is day 30, and sometimes it's day 1. So if you do an Adar of 29 days, then Nisan starts on day 30. That means day 30, you can't now make the announcement, oh, by the way, we're going to extend the year. No. That's last year. We can't extend. On day 29, for sure you can. What about day 30 when you consider it part of the old month? So you extended the month, so you had 30 days, but day 30 really is 30th Adar, but day 30 could have been day 1 of Nisan. This was a machlokes. The Rabbanan and who?
You already made it the 29th
day? No. You already made it'll be 30 days.
So that's still the previous year.
So it's still the previous year, but this day has a potential for Nisan. So it might mix people up.
Day 30 is always the first day of the month.
No.
No,
that's fake. Because that's when we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the word Rosh Chodesh is really the second day.
Oh.
Except for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, the first day is right. But the first of the month is always the second day of Rosh Chodesh. It's called Rosh Chodesh, but the first day of the month. I'm talking about the calendar dates. What we celebrate, that's something else. Good. So according to we have a question. Now, day 30 from the previous month, even though it's called day 30, but the Maitzah could have been day 1. If it would have been day 1, no discussion. Day 29, no question. What about day 30 that could have been day 1? This is not me as real arguing. This is the Rabbanim and Yechizkiya HaMelech arguing. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says they debated this question. And Chizkiya HaMelech held, no, Vada, like Israel. You could, day 30 is still called Adar. As long as it's still called Adar in technicality, we're allowed to extend the year. And the Rabbanim held, no. The Rabbanim held, no, you can't do it. So what's going on according to Rav Magolis, it's not crazy. It means when the Gemara just says that Chizkiya HaMelech and the Rabbanim had a debate. Doesn't say when they had a debate. He said, yeah, the debate was mamish, the first fight. Chizkiyo HaMelech became king, and the first fight he had with Rabbanan is, by the way, today, am I allowed to extend the year or not? And Chizkiyo held, yeah, Avada. It's still called day 30. It's called Adar. If my calendar says Adar, I'm good to go. And they said, no. Day 30 is no good. So what happened was, Chizkiyo HaMelech went, L'shitasai, is that, listen, 16 days later, according to me, you know why you're eating chametz? It's a massive Purim Suda. I'm having a Purim Suda. Bring the food, bring the beer, bring single malt, what Israel just told me about. Bring the food on the 16th day of the month. And in a month after that, when I say celebrate 7 days, Chizkiyo HaMelech, of course, because I extended the year. The Rabbanan decided later on, there's a different Rabbanan now. There's a Rabbanan fighting Chizkiyo, and the ones who wrote the Nevi'im. The ones who wrote the Nevi'im, Adar, and month two is Nisan. We call it month one, month two, because the Rabban, when they were writing it, wrote to Emes. We're writing the Torah, the Tanakh, the Olam Vod, we have to write to Emes. So we said, listen, by the way, we're going to say, what really was is Chizkiyo thought it was Adar and he brought Karbonis. That was month one. And when Chizkiyo held celebrate 7 days in Nisan, that was month two. So according to Rav Magolis, that it was written by the truth, but it was not written through the eyes of the experience at the time. That's Rav Magolis' answer, how to explain these psukim. The Meshech Chachma has a different approach. So again, the question is, how is it possible that it says month one, they brought Karbonis of Chametz, and month two, they celebrated 7 days? So the Meshech Chachma ignores the first question. He ignores it. We'll have to come maybe a different answer. But he wants to answer the second question with a Chiddush Nayo. The Meshech Chachma says like this, what are we celebrating today? What's called Pesach Sheni. Today is this, the Pesach Sheni. So what does the word Sheni mean? I don't know, in English, is it two or second? Second. Second makes more sense. Second. So the Meshech Chachma says, there's no such thing as a second unless you had a first. If there's no first, there's no second. We count similar. So when does a Pesach Rishon, and Klai Yisrael brings a Pesach Rishon, or they celebrate a Pesach Rishon, So then a month later, it's called the Pesach Sheni. Few Yechidim bring a carbon, whatever they do, you eat matzah, you have whatever, you have a bonfire, whatever. So according to this Meshach Chachma, when there's no Pesach Rishon, there's no Pesach Sheni. And when there's no Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni becomes Rishon to celebrate 7 days. And this, the Meshach Chachma says, the reason why they celebrated 7 days in the second month, in Chnami. Read the Pasuk as this. Don't go to Rumagolos, they were fighting. No, there's no fight. Everyone knew what was going on. But month one, the Beis HaMikdash was not ready. When did the Beis HaMikdash become ready? When did the builders succeed? The builders succeeded, technically, on the 16th of Chodesh Nisan. You know when the carbon Pesach is supposed to be brought? The 14th. You know when you're supposed to be celebrating Pesach? On the 15th. They couldn't do it. No Beis HaMikdash standing. So they said, no Beis HaMikdash standing. It's on the 16th. You have ways. Forget about the Chometz for a second. But that means they didn't celebrate Pesach in time, or carbon Pesach. They couldn't do it. So a month later, when they're going to do the Pesach for the first time that year, they celebrate it like a first time that year Pesach. Which would mean, like a Brazil said correctly, that if you don't have a Pesach Rishon, then Pesach Sheni becomes a full 7 days. This answers the Girsa from the Belzes on Koyrach.
Had Mashiach come yesterday?
Had Mashiach come, we still have maybe 20 minutes, I don't know, about depends, we go to Rebbeinu Tam's Mount, hopefully. Had Mashiach come, Tenen Chami, according to the Meshach Chachma, we start now Pesach of a 7 day Yom Tov. A 7 day Yom Tov, we still have an hour to do it. Not an hour. Seven-day Yom Tov. And this answers a girsa. We have a girsa in Koyrach. What do you say about Koyrach? Hillel said, L'kayim ha-shenemar. There's two psukim in the Torah that are very, very similar. One is matzais al-moirim yachlu, and one is matzais u-moirim yachlu. The question where you put the word al. Not for the details now. The point is the two psukim that sound the same. One is talking about Pesach Rishon, and one is talking about Pesach Sheni. That's how you know the difference. So they have a question. When you read in the Haggadah, Pesach by night, and you read, when you come to Hillel, when you come to that Pasuk that we read by Hillel, L'kayim HaShenemar, the problem is, it says this Pasuk by Pesach Sheni. So there are some who change the Girsa. If you look at the old Haggadahs, there's a big debate. What is the Girsa? L'kayim HaShenemar? We should do it. We don't do that. We only read whatever's, well, we do what's in front of us. If you have the legacy Haggadah, whatever's in front of you, just read those words, nothing else. My Haggadah, whatever it has. I don't know anymore. But so some say, no, change the gear, so you have the wrong pasuk. And some say, okay, it's close enough. but the Belzes used to say, from the Belz Makar, they used to say like this, no, it's very simple. Because you already went through the whole Seder. Lamaisa, you missed it. You invited the Halach Manyan, you invited the Aniyam in. Lamaisa, you had no Karban Pesach. Bottom line, we're saying Lashon Haba. We don't have any Karban Pesach. So what we're saying, instead of saying Lashon Haba B'Yushalayim, what we're saying is, no, I'll tell you better. Right now, L'kayim HaShenema, we're hoping to do Koyrach because by the Pesach Sheni, we're going to celebrate the real Pesach. Real Pesach, the Belzes don't say this detail, but the real Pesach, I'm saying to combine the two, the real Pesach means according to the Meshach Chochma of a 7 day Yom Tov, what comes out later. And it happens to be.
Wasn't that one of the things that Chazal were angry at Chizkiyah?
Yeah, but you picked it, you're switching sides now. You liked Chizkiyah before. Before you were going with Chizkiyah, now you're going with Rabbanim. Right, and the Chacham were upset with him.
But what does it mean in the Nisan?
First, that, Nisan. No, the Gemara says, Nisan doesn't mean the first Nisan. Because the Gemara says, it can't be Nisan. Even Chizkiyah can't make a mistake like that. Not even any of them. Of course, because, the Gemara says, right. The Gemara says there wasn't Nisan. It starts out by saying it's Nisan. It said it can't be, it can't assign that Chizkiyah would make such a thing. It's not possible. So no, it was going on Nisan because it could have been Nisan. The potential for Nisan and how it starts with Nisan. Lamaisa, they have a kasha. I think from the Satmarov. There's a minhag also, we sing the Lashon Haba B'Yushalayim at the end of the Seder. And there's also a minhag that some people do it by a Bir Chametz. So I saw a sefer that says that they asked the Satmarov, it's a good kasha. Vav Sepes Lashon Haba B'Yushalayim. What do we say? Ani Man B'Yushalayim B'Yush Mashiach, tomorrow, today, 5 seconds from now. What do you sing Lashon Haba? It's Lashon Haba, it's no shaykhs. We should not be saying next year, saying next minute. What do you say next year for? And this, once I saw this kasha by the Satma, I saw that a few places. Different answers. I don't remember now the answer I'm giving you is the Satma or someone else said it. I don't remember now who gave this answer, but I found this answer once. And the answer was, like we started before, when a person becomes a king, there's no year zero in Judaism. Like we have, that's the whole debate, 69 or 70 years when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. In Judaism, you start from year one. There's no, in birthdays, you have a whole year till you get to year one. In Judaism, I don't know about birthdays, but in Judaism years, birthdays could be a whole study in the Mishnah of 17, 18. But in Judaism, you start the first second the guy's the king, that's called year one. For the starist, there's no such thing as year zero. Year one, which means the day Mashiach comes, The moment he reveals himself, you know what the calendar does? It resets, and it's year one. Which means right now, if Mashiach comes in 5 minutes from Emirat Hashem, yeah, right now we're whatever year we are, well, we're 5, 7, 8, 5. But let's say we're going by the years of the previous king. Right now we're year 12. Mashiach comes tomorrow, we're year one. So when we say Lashana Haba, it's next year. We're saying Lashana Yerushalayim because that's next year. But what it means negated to the Seder by night, when the Seder by night, according to the bells, is the reason why we're using the pasuk of Pesach Sheni is because we're saying, it's already Chatzos, we already missed it, it's a Nach Haggadah, we missed this year. But you know what? Hopefully for next year, meaning, I'm adding on, next year meaning, starting in 20 seconds from now, and therefore the Pesach Sheni is going to be, according to the Meshach Chochma at least, but they're saying the same thing, the Pesach Sheni, if it would have came in the last 30 days from now, we would have celebrated as seven what he calls. So we have two approaches on how to answer what happened by Chizkiyah HaMelech. They're just reading the Pesukim. Either you're playing this game with 1 month or 2 months and it's off based on people's perceptions and reality, or no, there's something called Pesach Sheni, which becomes Pesach Rishon. Now it happens to be, I saw, that Reb Shaul Lieberman, he has a third approach. His approach is that when they celebrated 7 days, he reads well, it doesn't mean they celebrated Pesach 7 days. They did what we did today. We ate matzah today. I hope you ate matzah today. Yeah, I hope. If you have minutes, eat matzah today. When you ate matzah, did you not have chametz in your house? No. Rashi says, it's a pasuk. You're allowed to have chametz in your house. You didn't go around with a candle today unless you're insane, right? You didn't do any of this stuff, right? There's no OCD going on in your house today. Why? Because you have matzah, but okay, what's the big deal? So the Rav Shaul learns that when it says they celebrated Pesach 7 days, it means they had to remember a zecher. It wasn't real holiday 7 days. No. They used their phones, chas v'shalom, on for 7 days if they had phones back then. What they did was is they had like a zecher dika holiday like we did today. But it wasn't a real 7 days because it's the second month. You can't do a second month. I, Rav Shaul, with the Meshach Chochma, didn't answer what happens in the first month. It says they brought karbonis in the first month. And Meshach Chochma ignored that question. It's interesting. He ignored the question. How come in the first month, according to Rav Magolis' Pasha, the first month is Adar. But according to the Meshach Chochma, he only answered the second part. He didn't answer the first part. Rav Shaul answered like this. When you read the Psukim, it's not clear. It does say at one point that on the 16th day of the first month, they finished the thing. That's in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Then later on, in Pasuk Laman Aleph, it says, by the way, bring the Zavachim and the Toidus. So that's we're not going to do basic math again, but 17 to 31. So Rav Shaul says, when you read in the Psukim, it's God has a paragraph break. It wasn't the same day. The paragraph break, by the way, of course not. On the 16th day of the first month, which he's going was really the first month. He holds the second month they had celebratory Zecher LePesach, whatever that's supposed to mean. Exactly what Minhagim they kept. But in the first month, it was real Pesach. How'd they do Toidus? Because when it says they brought Toidus, it was not on day 16, of course not. It could be a couple days before Pesach, it could be a couple days. That depends on when they finished building the Beis HaMikdash. But he says that this Pasuk is a standalone Pasuk. It starts a new paragraph, has a break. Vayan Chizkiyahu v'yom Ata Maleisim Yadchem. So again, Pasuk, you're going to read Ata Maleisim Yadchem means from then of 16. He goes, no, Shach. 16th day, not 16th Pasuk. 17th Pasuk, 16th day. They said, Pasuk, you would read it. But Rav Shaul says, no, I'm not getting involved with Chizkiyahu HaMelech. I'm not getting involved with Meshach Chochma. Let's go just read the Pshatim. When you read the Pesukim alone, yeah, you can't understand that the 16th day of the month, they were bringing Chametz. Okay, we should hope now in the next 5 minutes, we get to celebrate the beginning of a 7-day Yom Tov of Pesach. And if not, we'll do a Zecher, and we'll eat Matzah for the next 6 days.